Moncrief on News Talk.
Spider season is finally upon us. It is that time of the year when an assortment of house spiders can be found in our homes. But is there anything that can be done to keep them out of the house, or should we welcome them with open arms? Joining me now is Dr. Michelle Dugan at the School of Natural Sciences at University of Galway. Michelle, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Is this a real thing? Is this like September comes around and then armies of spiders make their way towards our houses?
Well, that sounds very dramatic. But in fact, it's not that there are really many more spiders, but a lot of spiders are actually reaching adulthood. Now, particularly male spiders are reaching their sexual maturity. They're looking for females. It's starting to get a bit cold out there at night, so they tend to just pass through our houses. And of course, we notice them a lot more because they're bigger, because they move around, because they're not very scared of us. So yes, we do see more of them.
Okay, and what kind of ones would be coming in? What kind of spiders will we see?
Well, there is an arrangement of species, but the one that is probably the most prominent, the one that everybody sees and tend to be freaked out by, is the giant house spider because they're so big.
Now, they tend to be a little bit intimidating because of the size. And with the best will in the world, when you see them, I don't know what instinct inside you kicks in. But you certainly want them gone, don't you?
Well, it depends, actually. I understand that people actually get somewhat scared of them, but they're a little bit the golden retriever of the spider world. They're quite big, but they tend to be very gentle and they're completely harmless. And getting rid of them might actually be a useless effort. I don't know any method that actually would really allow people to get rid of spiders.
Right. I'm just wondering what you should do, because I can tell you now, I very often find myself on the receiving end of where my children are telling me to kill this thing as quickly as possible. And I don't want to do that. But I also, I don't want them being afraid either. So what do you do?
Well, I think that the best thing that we can do is just to relocate them. So yes, if you have actually a spider that is just crossing your carpet at home in front of the TV in the evening, try and get just a glass, a piece of paper, put the glass on top, slide the piece of paper under and just put it out the window and that will be fine. We shouldn't forget that spiders are actually really useful creatures in the sense that they eat millions of tons of pests, actual pests like mosquitoes and midges every single year. So we do need them and they're harmless. So why not try and live with them?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I love them, but I've no trouble with them. It's just trying to convince other people to save their lives before, you know. But I wanted to try and get a picture of what's going on with them, because I was very taken by this. The males have a very short life, haven't they?
Yes. So the thing is, in the spider world, there is no equality when it comes to lifespan between male and females. Female spiders can actually live for some species several years. So even in Ireland, there are some species that can live 3, 4, 5 years. Big tarantulas, females can live 20, 25 years. But the males, in comparison, live just a fraction of that time. So over here, male spiders live only a few months. And when we arrive at the end of the summer, in autumn, well, they've usually reached sexual maturity. They're going to die any day now. And it's their last chance to actually get jiggy and try and, you know, have a few babies.
Right.
So,
my God. So is that why they're not afraid of us? That they have this end-of-life mission to try and keep their species alive, and us, like, we just don't register to them?
It's pretty much that. The best way I can describe it, it's really a 2 a.m. at the club. It's kind of the desperate moment where it's going to be now or never.
Right.
And those spiders have, the male spiders have actually even a body that is actually profiled specifically for this. So they have developed, of course, their sexual organs, but they also have a smaller abdomen, so they can move faster. They have longer legs, so they can actually run and try and find that female faster as well. They're extremely sensitive to the pheromones that are released by the females. Meanwhile, the females tend to have shorter legs, to have a bigger abdomen, and they tend to actually stay still on their webs so they can wait for food to come and they can continue to build up energy in order to produce more babies once they've met a male.
Right. So the male is most likely to be scrambling around the place at high speed. That would be how you'd recognise him. And the female is, that's more likely the one you're going to see in the house, is it?
Absolutely. So the female is actually the one that you might disturb when you decide to clean, you know, under your, your sofa at home,
yeah,
or when you start to check behind the furniture. Those tend to be females. They have their web, they live there, and that's it. They don't disturb you, you don't disturb them, everything's fine. Males are the one you tend to notice because they've left their web now and they are just moving around. So you will see them just walking in front of you and driven by the hormones, they are not particularly scared of you anymore.
Right. That can, when people stumble across one, it can seem quite threatening. But is it really?
No, it's not threatening at all, at all. There is no problem at all with that. And in Ireland, anyway, we have only one species of spider that is somewhat painful when it bites, and this is the noble false widow that arrived a few years ago. But otherwise, even giant house spiders are completely harmless.
Will they bite you?
No.
No.
So of course, there are sometimes people who end up being bitten by noble false widow. It still remains a very rare occurrence compared to the number of spiders out there. But to give you an example, for me, and after 20 years of playing with all sorts of weird creepy crawlies and venomous animals, I've been bitten by a spider only once. And that was a tarantula that I got in the jungle when I put my hand on it. So, of course,
wow.
I broke its house. And I put my hand on it, it's scared. That's the only time. So I think it shows to what extent spiders tend to be easy and not aggressive whatsoever.
Yeah, I think there's something about them that just unnerves people. And I think it just feeds into some ancient fear we have. But basically what you're saying is that apart from the false widow, there's nothing out there going to do you any harm in an Irish home.
Absolutely. There is no problem whatsoever. And it's true that a spider looks a bit weird with eight legs and eight eyes and so on. But after all, they fulfill a very important ecological role and we should try and live with them.
The false widow one is the one that tends to lead all the newspaper headlines, and it isn't very long in this country. Are we having problems with them? Are there stories about people being bitten and having trouble with that bite?
Yes, so my lab, for example, has studied about 25 bite cases. So really people that have been bitten and recovered the spider, and we know exactly that it's really that false widow that bit them and so on. So in most cases, it is just equivalent to a wasp sting in terms of pain intensity, in terms of symptoms. And then in some rare occurrences, very rare cases, really 3-4 cases that we've seen so far, people may develop more severe symptoms where they feel really poorly for a while and where sometimes they develop a few symptoms on their skin as well. But it is extremely rare.
Okay, it sounds like the fear level and the risk level are completely out of kilter, because a lot of people are very afraid of spiders, but it seems like there's a tiny risk from them.
Absolutely. Look, we think that worldwide there is between only 2 and 10 people who die from spider bites every year. That's worldwide. And of course, that is not the case in Ireland at all. In comparison, in Ireland, the biggest killers in terms of animals remain cattle.
Which is hard to credit, isn't it? Do you hear people talking about sprays and insecticides? How would you feel about that?
Yes, of course. And the thing is that I understand that people are looking for ways to actually get rid of the spiders. But on one side, I do not know if many of those natural essence or oil spray that are supposed to act as a repellent for spiders actually work very well. I've never seen any study that would show that a particular type of oil is really efficient. And on the other side, then, of course, we have insecticide on the other side of the spectrum. Now, insecticides, if applied directly on a spider or any other insect or any other arthropods, would, of course, kill that spider or fly or anything. But first, of course, it's a very harmful way to deal with the problem because it's indiscriminate, because it kills all sorts of bugs, not just the one you actually don't want. And then the second thing is most modern insecticides have a very, very short time of action. They start to break down into smaller molecules very quickly, and this is a safety measure. So that means that even if you spray your insecticide everywhere in the house, hoping that then spiders will stay away, that won't work.
Okay.
A few hours later, spiders will be able to walk on that again.
Right. Stay away from the sprays is what I'm hearing there. Dr. Michelle Dugan, thank you very much there at the School of Natural Sciences in the University of Galway.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.